අවකාශයේ පාසල
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I'm Achini Shivantika, an English teacher at Kotapula National School, Mathura. Today, I'm going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. Dear students, please get ready with a pen and a paper. I'm sure that you will be enjoying today's lesson. Okay, let's start the lesson. When we talk about nouns, there are two forms of nouns. What are they? Can you guess? Yes, you are correct. They are singular nouns and plural nouns. Singular nouns denote only one, while plural nouns denote more than one. Dear students, today's lesson is based on plural form of nouns. I will teach you mainly 8 rules which we have to follow when pluralized. Okay, dear children, most commonly we pluralize the nouns by simply adding s at the end of the noun. For example, boy, boys, pen, pens, book, books. But there are some cases that we cannot add simply letter S at the end of the noun. In those situations, we have to follow some rules. Let's discuss the first rule. We'll take the word watch. This watch means your wristwatch. Can we pluralize that word by simply adding S at the end? No, we can't. So, same thing happen in the words like bush, box, bus, and as. In all these words, we can't add s and pluralized. There is a special rule, that is, if the singular noun ends in s, double s, ch, sh, or x, when pluralized, we must add es at the end. I will repeat it. When the singular noun ends in s, ss, ch, sh, or x, when pluralized, we must add es at the end. Now, let's again take the previous examples and make them plural. Watch, watchers. Box, boxers. Bus, buses. As, asses. Bush, bushes. I think you got my point. Let's move into the second rule. We all know that there are 5 vowels and 21 consonants in the English alphabet. A, E, I, O, U are vowels and all the other sounds are consonants. Now, just think of this word lady. L, A, D, Y, lady. When you go through the spellings, you can see that last letter is Y and the letter before Y is a consonant. That consonant is letter D. In that case, when pluralized, we must add IES by dropping the letter Y. I will repeat it. If the last letter is Y in a word and the letter before Y is a consonant, in that case, when pluralized, we must add IES by dropping the letter Y. Same thing happens in the word city. C-I-T-Y, city. So, you can write lady, ladies, and city, cities when pluralized. Okay, my dear children, let's move to the third rule. Then take these words, boy, day. In those words, the last letter is Y, but the letter before Y is a vowel. In those situations, we have to add simply S at the end. For example, day, days. Monkey, monkeys. Boy, boys. Okay, my dear children. Now we'll move to the next rule. Some nouns are ending in F or F-E. In those cases, we pluralize the words by changing F-E-O-F to V-E-S. I will repeat it. When the nouns are ending in F or F-E, in those sentences, in those words, we have to pluralize by changing F-E-O-F to V-E-S. For example, knife, knives. Look at the spellings. Knife, K-N-I-F-E. The last two letters are F-E. So, when pluralized, we have to drop F-E and add V-E-S at the end. Knife, knives. Shelf, shelves. Elf, elves. Right. Let's move into the fifth rule. Dear students, let's take the word man. Can we pluralize the word as mans? No way. We can't do that. So please remember, there are some words which have different singular and plural nouns. For example, man, men. Tooth, teeth. Foot, feet. Mouse, mice. Right? Okay, my dear children. Now, it's our sixth rule. In some cases, the singular and plural forms are the same. The examples are deer, deer. Right? The singular one is deer and the plural noun is also deer. Fish, fish. The singular noun is fish. The plural one is also fish. Now, by keeping these rules in your memory, let's move to the first activity in our task sheet. You can see there are six questions, and in every statement, there is a noun in the bracket. And the thing we have to do is to pluralize them. The first sentence is blank. Elf are the supernatural creatures of folk tales. Blank, within the bracket you have elf, are the supernatural creatures of folk tales. You can see the word in the bracket is elf. And now you know by go through the spellings, the word ends with F. And in that case, we have to put V-E-S at the end. Because I told you before that if the noun ends with F or FE, we have to add VES at the end by dropping F or FE. So the answer is elves. Elves are the supernatural creatures of folk tales. The second sentence is, the mailman brought blank, within the bracket you have box, to the house. The mailman brought blank box to the house. There, the word in the bracket is box and the word ends with X. So, we have to add ES at the end when pluralize it, because I told you before, if the noun ends with S, double S, CH, SH or X, we have to add ES when pluralized. So the answer is boxes, BOXES, right? The mailman brought boxes to the house. The mailman brought boxes to the house. Third one is, the farmer's cow has two blank calf. The farmer's cow has two blank calf. The word in the bracket is calf. There are also, we have to apply the same theory that we applied in the first question. So, we have to add VES at the end. The answer is calves. The farmer's cow has two calves. Now, let's move into the fourth question. I could hear the blank wolf howling last night. I could hear the blank wolf howling last night. There we can see the word in the bracket is wolf. There also we should apply the same theory that we applied before. We have to put VES at the end because the word ends with F. So the answer is wolves. I could hear the wolves howling last night. The fifth one is, Mexico has many beautiful blank beach. Mexico has many beautiful blank beach. The word in the bracket is beach, so the plural noun should be beaches, because the word beach ends with CH. So the answer is, Mexico has many beautiful beaches. Mexico has many beautiful beaches. Let's move to the last question. There, you can see the word in the bracket is fish. The sentence is, there are a lot of blank fish in the lake. There are a lot of blank fish in the lake. I taught you before, some nouns have the same noun for singular and plural. So, the answer that comes to the blank is fish. So, the answer is, there are a lot of fish in the lake. So, I think that you have done it correctly. Well done, children. Okay, then I will explain you the last two rules. Now we have already discussed six rules. The seventh rule is, when the singular noun ends with sound, sound, change the sound into sound. Change the sound into sound. For example, bacterium, bacteria, bacterium, bacteria, medium, media. Right. Okay, dear children, now we are going to discuss our last rule, and that is, sometimes the plural endings are added to the main word. Sometimes the plural words are added to the main word. Example, father-in-law, the plural one is fathers-in-law. Son-in-law, the plural is sons-in-law. So keep that also in your mind. Okay, now I have taught you mainly eight rules. Then, now we'll quickly move to the other activities now. I have given you four activities, and among them we discuss the first one. I will tell you what you have to do in the next three activities. In the second activity also, you have to pluralize the underlined words and rewrite the sentences. In the third activity, there are two nouns for each and every sentence. You have to find the correct word from the bracket by reading the statement well. The last activity is a table, and you have to fill the table with correct plural noun. Okay, my dear children, let's discuss the second activity. In the second activity, you can see there are five questions, and you have to pluralize the underlined words. Let's move into the first sentence. Where is my key? The underlined words are is my key. So, when pluralized, we have to change is into are and key into keys. So, the answer is, where are my keys? Where are my keys? Likewise, you can pluralize the underlined words. I will give you the words which are not familiar with you. Look at the word an erratum. Erratum means a printing mistake. The plural word of erratum is errata. Sound into a. Take the word spoonful. The plural of it is either spoonsful or spoonfuls. In the fourth sentence, the singular noun is formula and the plural one is formulae or formulas. Now, my dear children, I will quickly tell you the answers to the activity 2. And you can correct yourselves. I already taught you the answer for the one. Then I will tell you the answer for the second one. An erratum at the bottom of the page contains a spelling error. So the plural is errata. At the bottom of the page contains a spelling error. The third one. Mr. Pereira's wife served out a spoonful of pudding. Mr. Pereira's wife served out a spoonful of pudding. So the plural is Mr. Pereira's wife served out spoonsful, or you can use spoonfuls of pudding. The fourth one, the underlined words are formula and container. So the answer is, please use the formula or formulas to calculate the volume of containers. Please use the formulae or formulas to calculate the volume of containers. The fifth one. Man sells drinks to passerby. Man sells drinks to passerby. There, the underlined words are man sells and passerby. So, the answer should be men sell drinks to passers-by. Men sell drinks to passers-by. Now, I will give some other singular and plural nouns that are not familiar to you. The first one is axis and the plural is access. Criterion, criteria. Syllabus, syllabi. Not republic, notaries public. A pair of trousers, pairs of trousers. Okay, my dear children, if you have listened to the lesson well, you will be able to do the activity 3 and activity 4 alone. Right, my dear children, now we have come to the end of today's lesson. Today we have discussed about plurals. I presented this lesson for Ruhunug Educational Program. I'm Achini Shivantika, an English teacher at Kodipal National School, Mathura. Hope to see you again in another lesson. Goodbye, children. Stay safe.
Rohunu Guru Gedara Sambandhava Obata Matuwana Gatalu Saha Obe Adahas Palakirimata Then SMS Sevavak Sakriyai Ingreesi Vishayata Adala Padama Pilimandhava ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7481 0.7481 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.